East Park Academy, Evil Vanessa, and the Golden Paintbrush. Let's begin. Alice loved being young. She loved being 18, 19, 20. She loved every minute of being young. Unfortunately, she was no longer young. She was 91.
I wish I could be young again one day, she sighed as she looked at the painting of herself as a younger lady, age 54.
She had lots of paintings of herself. She had one painting for every year of her life. She had 90 paintings of herself all around the castle. Alice loved her castle, almost as much as she loved being young. It had a red hygienic carpet and a lovely black and white kitchen where you could hear servants chopping vegetables and a microwave going bing. There was an old wooden table and a glowing golden light bulb, and the bedrooms had soft, fluffy blankets and a brand new rainbow wardrobe. There were little grey walls everywhere and wooden floors. Flying above the castle was a British flag, and on one wall, next to the painting of Alice, age 54, was a picture of the Queen. The place was full of comfortable furniture. Alice liked being comfortable. Well, she was 91, after all. You could see the river reflected in the windows, and the reflections danced on Alice's face as she sat in a comfortable purple chair and sighed,
I wish I was young again.
In every room, there was a picture of Alice. Some were Alice in her teens, some were Alice in her 20s, some were Alice in her 30s, that's right, all the way up to her 90s. One of her when she was 90, and another when she was 91. Today she was going to have her picture painted to celebrate her 92nd year, and she had a very special artist coming to paint it. And I'll tell you more about them in a moment. Alice used to work as a doctor, helping people get better, but the one thing she could never find a cure for was ageing. She wore an old-fashioned, sparkly, pretty dress with a hint of red and a sprig of holly. She had no relatives because they had all passed away many years ago. She was all alone. Ah! It was very sad. She was all alone, apart from her servants and her dog, Teddy. Her favourite thing was eating fish, mainly tuna, and her favourite colour was pink. Most people thought Alice was kind and intelligent because she was. And she could often be heard saying her catchphrases,
Respect your elders, and never give up.
Just as Alice was sitting in her comfortable purple chair and sighing,
I wish I was young again,
a knock came to the door. And the person knocking on the door was Evil Vanessa. I need to tell you about her. It won't be easy. That same morning, not long before Alice had sat in her comfortable purple chair and sighed,
I wish I was young again.
Evil Vanessa was sitting in a pyramid not very far away. It was a very strange, rickety pyramid.
Tell us about it.
All right, I will. It was full of demon guards. Not just normal guards, demon ones. There was evil music everywhere and a clean but creaky blue floor. 200 ghosts haunted the pyramid and the bedrooms, and Vanessa loved them all. All about were black and red chairs with poisonous black spikes and a disgusting, filthy smell like rotten fish and eggs. Vanessa loved black and red, especially black. Even the walls were black, with red handprints all over. Deafening music filled the pyramid, and there was broken glass everywhere. Vanessa could hardly hear herself thinking, which is a good thing because you would not want to hear what Vanessa was thinking. There was a red, bolted door and white, frightening windows and a transparent table which glowed in the dark. And there was a tap that was always dripping. Drip, drip, drip. That's right. There were spiders everywhere, and there was a rumour she had 10 giant wolves, but no one knew for sure because no one went near Evil Vanessa's pyramid. In fact, no one went near Evil Vanessa. I'll tell you why. Evil Vanessa was evil, nasty and very rude. She was 81 years old and always carried her golden paintbrush. She liked to eat snails, and some people thought she acted like a child. Her hair was curly and unwashed, and sometimes she put it up in a bun.
Her favourite catchphrase was, "Oh, snap." Her other favourite catchphrase was, "Wah-ha-ha-ha." She wore a black and red cloak. See, I told you she liked black and red. And her favourite food was blood and spaghetti. She could speak many languages and was just as evil in all of them. And outside her pyramid was a rusty, broken limo. One of her best skills was disappearing. I don't mean her skill was disappearing. I mean, disappearing was one of her skills. I think you know what I mean. Her favourite catchphrase was, "Oh, it's you again, ha 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 ha." And her favourite food was cake with black icing. And she had a pet rat called Evil, who likes to eat spiders and eyeballs. And she drives a glass vehicle, which is completely transparent. You could see her coming a mile away. And it was just a mile between the pyramid and Alice's castle. And that is where Evil Vanessa was right now. Shall we carry on? Just before Evil Vanessa knocked evilly on the castle door, she did everything evilly, Alice had made a remarkable discovery. She'd been rummaging through her medicine bag and discovered a small pillbox, and written on the pillbox were the words, "Youth Pills." She looked at the expiry date. "Oh, that looks fine," she sniffed it. "It smells fine." She licked it and then swallowed it. "It tastes fine." Warning, do not do this at home. Alice is a qualified doctor. "At last," she said, "I will be young again." Knock, knock, knock. "I've come to paint your picture," Evil Vanessa shouted through the castle letterbox and pressed the doorbell impatiently. "I do it every year, remember?" "Oh, Nessie, there you are." Alice opened the door to Evil Vanessa. Alice had heard all the stories about her, but did not believe any of them. She liked to see the best in people. "I love what you've done with your hair," she said to Vanessa. "I just washed it," replied Vanessa. "I always wash it once a year, whether it needs it or not." Evil Vanessa set up her easel, got out her golden paintbrush, and set up her paints. She did this every year, and every year Alice was in the same pose and smiled. Evil Vanessa looked at the aging Alice and started to paint. And then a very strange thing started to happen. Alice started to get younger and younger and younger. Evil Vanessa looked at her and looked at what she was painting. She looked at Alice again. Now she was even younger. "I seem to be getting younger," said Alice, in the voice of a woman in her 70s, because that is what she had become. "Oh, snap! You're ruining my painting," shrieked Evil Vanessa. "I've painted a picture of you every year of your life, and you have been 1 year older each time. You cannot get younger. It will spoil my painting. Oh, snap!" "But I am getting younger," said Alice, in the voice of a woman in her 50s, because that is what she had become. Evil Vanessa had to do something, and what she did was this. She leaped over to Alice and started painting her face with her golden paintbrush. Warning, do not do this at home. Vanessa is a qualified painter. She started to paint grey hair on her. She started to paint wrinkles on her. She started painting crow's feet next to her eyes. She started to make Alice look older, while at the same time Alice was getting younger and younger. Suddenly, the pill started to wear off. "I think I've stopped getting younger," said Alice in the voice of a woman in her 20s, because that is what she'd become. "Oh, you don't look it," cackled Evil Vanessa, and started painting Alice's picture. Before long, the painting was finished, and Alice, now 22, washed off the paint Vanessa had painted on her. Evil Vanessa showed her the finished painting. "Just like me," said Alice. "Or just like I used to be, or, I mean, just like I will be in 70 years' time. Thank you." Alice hung the painting next to all the other paintings, stood back and admired it. "Shall I come back the same time next year?" "You mean when I'm 23? Asked Alice. "That's what you think," cackled Vanessa, and gathered all her paints, her easel, her golden paintbrush, and headed for her glass vehicle, which was completely transparent. It took her a while to find it, of course, and she was gone. All Alice could hear was a distant, "Wah-ha-ha-ha-ha." So, will Evil Vanessa paint Alice ever again? Will Alice grow younger or older? What will happen next time? We'll all have to come back next year to find out.